Hi, my name is Chantel. Welcome to our podcast on Google Search Engine and how you get all the information you need.
And I'm Luke and I'm going to be helping Chantel during our podcast.
First we're going to tell you how Google searches information.
Yes, Google is the world's number one search engine since it was founded in 1998.
Firstly, Google search engine does not use the web, it uses its index to search information.
And when you search the index is what Google uses to search your results.
So when you search, Google uses programs called spiders. When you search, these spiders crawl the index to look for related websites, videos and images.
Once the engines find these pages, they decipher the code from them and they store them in massive databases to be recalled later. When you search on Google, the spiders pick out the pages and result them to you on the web page.
Now we're going to talk about how Google provides the answers you need.
When Google searches using its spiders, the spiders pick out information that is relevant and popular to the influence of SEO. The spiders only pick out these websites if they are related to your search.
Now we are going to talk about what comes up in Google search.
Yes, when Google searches, they come up with many different websites, links, videos and images.
The website page comes up with a name, a link to the website, a bit of information from the website down below. Also, Google gives you lots of choices to get your information, such as web, videos, images, news, shopping and more. This gives you a choice how you get your information.
Now we're going to talk about algorithms.
An algorithm is a process or a set of instructions to perform an operation. Algorithms are used mostly on computers.
Algorithms are essential to the way computers process data. They are used data to set off instructions like calculating paychecks.
In computers, we also use something called advanced search. Advanced search is offered by search engines. Advanced search allows you to narrow your search by a series of filters. Here is the things that an advanced search offers you: language, region, when the article is last updated, site or domain, where the search appears, say search, region levels, file type.
That's it from us and we hope you enjoyed our podcast.
And hope you found this information useful.